Have you ever wondered about the history of the Bay Bridge as you drive across it each summer? Maggie Peltopauls, intern at Preservation Maryland, tells us a bit about how this invaluable connector and Maryland landmark came to be.
The Chesapeake Bay separates the two sides of Maryland, the mainland and the eastern shore. And prior to the building of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, they were relatively isolated from each other. The only routes to the rural eastern shore were through northern Maryland, up and around Elkton, or by ferry across the bay, both long, tedious trips. In fact, most folks from the eastern shore instead traveled to Wilmington, Delaware, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for work, shopping, and services. From the 1920s through the 1940s, ferries were the most efficient and practical way of crossing the bay. But as more and more people traveled to the eastern shore, the ferries could no longer handle the demand. Backups of cars waiting for the ferries would stretch for miles. Proposals for a bridge spanning the bay appear as early as 1907. By 1927, plans had been approved to build a bridge between Baltimore and Tolchester Beach in Chestertown, Kent County, funded by the business communities on either side. However, following the stock market crash in 1929, these plans were scrapped. Nearly 10 years later, in 1938, the Maryland General Assembly passed legislation authorizing construction of a bridge between Sandy Point, now Sandy Point State Park in Anne Arundel County, and Kent Island, but building was postponed until after the war. Finally, in 1947, construction began. Designed and overseen by Herschel H. Allen of Maryland-based J.E. Griner Company Construction, the bridge took 5 years to complete. At its peak, the roadway is 186 feet above the water, and the top of the suspension towers are 354 feet from the depths below. Its unique curve is a result of the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers would not approve the structure unless it crossed the shipping channel at a 90-degree angle. At 4.2 miles long, it was the longest overwater structure when it was built, and the third longest bridge in the world. 10,000 spectators flowed in to watch the dedication of the bridge on July 30, 1952. A car parade led by then-Governor Theodore Roosevelt McKeldin crossed the bridge, marking its official opening. It was named after Governor William Preston Lane, who, during his time in office, had spearheaded efforts to construct the bridge. The second, westbound span, was completed in 1973. In earlier years, the ferries could only transport a few 100,000 cars across the bay per year. When the Bay Bridge opened, it carried 30,000 vehicles across in the first 3 days. Now it transports 20 to 30 million cars per year. Trade opened up between the eastern and western shores, aiding agriculture and industry on either side, creating an economic link that unified the state like never before. The Bay Bridge earned three times the business of the ferries and paved the way for other bridges spanning the Chesapeake. Today, the only ferry that remains is the Oxford-Bellevue Ferry near St. Michael's.
More Maryland history from Preservation Maryland can be found at preservationmaryland.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.